do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you must be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream 24/7, or maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at at your favorite podcasting application, or at crabdiving.com.
I like turtles.
We all do.
Oh, yes.
However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck-a-roni-tony out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple hours talking about, you know, some virusy shit and some stuff like that.
Right.
And other stuff.
Congratulations to Florida on all its freedom out there.
Right.
People are just moving the fuck around all over the fucking place.
Well, it's all very essential.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on.
I mean, it just looks like people are still moving around. It's,
Yeah, nearby grocer slash venue is hopping.
Right. And our mayor.
Right.
Grover.
Gordon
whatever
Lightfoot.
Yes. No. That's the mayor of Chicago.
Grover.
I don't know. He.
I forgot his name. Washington.
No, not, wait, no. That was the Washington of. That's the mayor of Chicago.
Harold Washington.
Oh, yeah. OK, well, hey, welcome to the podcast. I don't know anything. And. Wait, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, everybody's moving around.
Yeah.
God, if everybody, no one's taking this shit seriously.
Robinson. Is our mayor.
Grover Robinson. Okay. Grover, I think you can talk to people a little bit more seriously about this. Have a more serious tone next time.
Finally, yesterday, Pensacola closes tennis and basketball courts. And park restrooms.
Oh, my God. Shut down the fecal flume.
And then the Pensacola News Journal 10 hours ago. How did Mayor Robinson get his corona test so fast?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, anyway, a little bit of local news here in the Florida Panhandle. Everyone.
And I bet our local news is similar to a lot of local news.
Oh, this
news.
Shit's going on a lot of, I'm going to call them red areas.
Alabama?
Oh, boy.
Oklahoma?
Except you're not hearing about it at all in Alabama, probably.
Yeah. Shit, man. We're the epicenter. It just like, this virus is like, you know what? It told its friends, dude. I'm going to go to this place, and it's so crazy. They live by, like, the buffet lifestyle. I am going to fuck them all up because they aren't going to give a fuck about me. And then, you know, that'll be that. I'm kidding.
I'm just looking at Trump's tweets. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And thanks for joining in on our Facebook page. Etc., etc., and as always, for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
When you get a little nibble, it doesn't cost you fuck all.
Are you still playing that video game where you're the virus and you're wiping
no,
out?
I haven't played that in a long time, but I did play it.
What was that game like? How did you win?
You're the virus, and your job is to spread yourself.
And then what happens? And
could you can jump on airplanes. You can focus on infecting people that are already ill.
Were you ever beaten in the game? Did the game ever beat you?
Early on, first couple.
And how did they do it? How did the game beat you?
Well, you get these alerts where it says there's a research going on here. So then you got to try to send yourself over to that section.
Take out the scientists?
Sure.
Oh my God. What assholes these viruses are.
Well, that's a lot more controlled, obviously.
Yes.
Unless you're listening to Mark Taylor.
So,
something. Who they're control? You know, they're controlling it.
They're from China.
Controlling everything.
They're here to keep guys from dressing like women and peeing in the girls' bathroom with cameras.
Not myself.
Not me.
Did we say our names? My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and a big shout out to Jeebus for everything that you're doing.
Oh yeah.
Keeping us safe. I don't know, you must be busy up there right now. Maybe you're a big angel orgy or something like that. You're just too busy to check in on us.
Well, you know.
What's it?
A lot of clouds to dust off and shit, right. I guess.
Are you friends with Jared? I bet Jared and Jesus hang out like a motherfucker. I bet they have a good time. Both rich.
Just because I opened it first, over the Drudge Report, the headline, all in red, says New York, 731 deaths in one day.
Oh, my God. Man.
New York State recorded 731, making it its biggest single day jump.
Oh, shit, man.
The state's death toll since the beginning of the outbreak last month has now grown to 5,489.
Fuck.
The alarming surge in deaths comes even as new hospital admissions have dropped on average over several days, a possible harbinger of the outbreak finally leveling off.
Why would that mean that? That if people aren't...
It's not right. The daily percentage of people checking in isn't rising anymore. It's
which means
that it may be plateauing.
Right. The curve is flattening. I see.
Cuomo said the death tally is a lagging indicator that reflects the loss of critically ill people hospitalized earlier.
Yeah.
The governor said that 731 people who we lost, behind every one of those numbers is an individual. There's a family, there's a mother, there's a father, there's a sister, there's a brother. So a lot of pain again today for many New Yorkers. Gosh, can you imagine Donald Trump saying anything remotely like that?
No. I listened to nearly all of his Andrew Cuomo's press conferences, and they're amazing. And I don't know. There's just something soothing about hearing from someone in charge who sounds like an adult who's interested enough. He walks everyone through the numbers. He there's a PowerPoint. He walks people through how many ventilators they have, how many are coming, how many of whatever the fuck. And I just can't see Trump walking us through the numbers.
He still urges, though, that even though this is plateauing, it doesn't mean, oh, great, let's skip out to work again.
No!
Let's go out and have and open the bars.
That means it's working, right?
It may be working.
I mean, that's like if...
But then they're asking for a second. Wait. Trump's going to try to tell everybody go out.
No.
Restart.
But that's not how it works.
And they're asking for... They're going to... ask for a second wave to happen.
And what by second wave you mean like people that
were social distancing before are now going to be out there, and there's still going to be infected people out there, and it's going to reinfect
waste.
Well, hello,
God,
it may come back worse.
No, God, what do you mean worse? Like more of it or that's a stronger why you can't virus? Have,
well, more of it. That's why you can't put these political people in charge of the because, of decisions. It right. has to be Fauci should be making all the decisions.
Yes. Or
Peter Navarro should be pushed into a closet with a big old giant clunky photocopy machine.
Are there people on are there people on Trump's administration that could be sued for some of the bullshit they puked out when they worked at Fox?
Oh. I don't know. I don't think so.
Hmm.
Although there's a lawsuit against Fox.
Yeah.
Already.
I saw that. Yeah, that that watchdog group Wash Light or whatever the fuck.
So that's the headline over the Drudge Report.
Yay!
Is the horrible news God. Of a jump.
That's terrifying.
But Cuomo's been saying, I don't know if we're reaching our peak now or if we're still yet to reach it.
See, and, so and
we
he
don't know.
He understands that. He explains all that shit to people. That you know, and this Brian Kemp in Georgia is dumb as fuck, and our governor is dumb as fuck. Right. How are we?
Well, he
get
Kemp
through
was
this?
Lying his fat fucking face off when he was saying that. God, I just learned yesterday that you can be asymptomatic for a couple of weeks and still spread this around. I thought you had to be sick and coughing on people. Well, maybe we should shut things down after
all. God, that's not true. You think he's lying?
Of course he's lying.
That is impeachable. That means he doesn't have a reasonable understanding of what's going on and he's making policy based off his stupid fucking
Can I introduce you to the Attorney General of Georgia?
God, it's bullshit. The South got fucked. The South should have had Andrew Gillum. The South should have had Stacey Abrams. We'd be better off right now.
Even with the meth and
do not
and
give
jizz
a fuck
all over him.
Bring on the jizz. Bring on the meth. Bring on the booze. Who gives a fuck? Who cares?
It's true. People probably wouldn't be dying in the
I.
He
don't
would be among the good states.
Give a fuck.
That Trump would be fighting with and saying that the governor's not doing well there at all.
He would have closed the beaches probably earlier.
Over to the HuffPo.
Yes.
I did see this already. Trump has removed the inspector general who was set to look into corruption and provide oversight of the government's massive economic coronavirus stimulus.
I love the now, by the way, Joe Biden is equally as corrupt, by the way.
No
Just
one's
so you know.
Gonna oversee us.
God.
The $2 trillion coronavirus response law passed last month set up a panel of 10 inspectors general to serve as watchdogs as the government tries to limit fraud, wrongdoing, and mismanagement. The panel, dubbed the, well, I guess, is this the Pandemic Response Accountability Committee?
Yes. What wouldn't you think if whoever is president at the time, let's just say, he's no longer allowed to operate a charitable organization in New York because he did some really corrupt shit. Someone like that needs this, right?
Well, of course.
Okay.
The group selected this guy named Glenn Fine.
Yes.
Who was the acting Pentagon Inspector General.
Yes.
Former Justice Department Inspector General. They selected him to be the head of their committee.
Okay.
But today, Trump removed Fine from his job as acting Pentagon Inspector General, making him, under the law, no longer eligible because he's not an Inspector General.
Oh, shit.
So Trump named Sean O'Donnell the Inspector General of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Of our current Environmental Protection Agency. Okay, well.
To fill the acting role at the Pentagon as well.
Did this guy work for Pruitt?
Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that they'll choose this person to be the head of their panel.
Yes.
He just put a shank in this guy.
Right. I want to say something. I just thought of something. And if there's anybody out there that doesn't work for the White House anymore, that worked for Scott Pruitt and has like firsthand knowledge of that whole fiasco, we're all sitting at home not doing shit. Please.
Fuck that. Russia, if you have P-tapes.
Yeah.
info@crabdiving.com.
Wait, you don't think that'd be interesting?
Send us a Dropbox, huh?
Don't you want to read a tell-all book about working for Scott fucking Pruitt, man?
Or would you rather have the P-tapes?
Oh, the
sent
P-tapes.
To us, yeah.
Yeah, can't we can have all that.
Then we'd be the new Drudge Report.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I mean.
I know who we'd go to.
Who?
Pop Antonio.
Oh, that's right.
Be a great lawyer to represent us in that.
Right.
That direction.
Yeah, that would be great.
He's the head of the Ring of Fire Network.
Yes.
And he's a PI lawyer, isn't he? But or wasn't that how they started? But a raging lib.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's weird in the South when you, because I got a friend that I always used to see at this place I used to do comedy at, probably was slathered in fucking Corona.
Might be the least here because you're slathered in.
Anyway, this guy is very liberal, but I mean he looks like a cop. He sounds like, you know, it's like, but it's just weird when he makes fun of on Facebook. He spends a lot of time making fun of religious people, and it's pretty funny. But it's just, he's got that accent like Pop Antonio, you know?
Oh, uh-huh.
It's that Southern thing. And when you hear liberal shit coming out of that, you're like, what the fuck?
Trump's move to oust, this is the HuffPo. Trump's move to oust Fine comes as the president rages against inspectors general throughout government. Golly gee, I wonder why.
You know what?
Because the inspectors general are like, whoa, this is some crazy shit. You can't do that. And he's like, I hate inspectors general.
Well,
deep state Obama, Hillary.
He's planning ahead here because, you know, something bad, or there will be some corruption with that slush fund.
Oh.
Right. I mean, of course, Jared's getting paid off. Ivanka's they're all getting paid off. So it's good planning on his part to get rid of that oversight.
Congress is not gelded here. I believe they can help control some of the purse strings here. I mean, unless he just orders the Treasury to pay him. I don't, and Mnuchin's like,
Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, sir.
Nasty Pelosi is investigating me again.
Earlier this week, Trump questioned the independence of the Inspector General for the Department of Health and Human Services after the watchdog released a report revealing supply shortages and testing delays in hospitals responding to the pandemic. Trump complained without any basis that the report was wrong and the top watchdog was biased against him because Obama.
Damn, but you see, a watchdog, it's their job to watch you.
Well, right.
And I think
he's not having any of that.
Right. I mean, he to him, bias means, I think Trump is just fucked up with this kind of shit.
Well, right. If you're against him, if you even challenge him a little bit, you're against him and you hate the country.
Jeez, I just want to, I mean this in the nicest way possible, I want to dig up his parents, reanimate them, and ask them, what the fuck did you do to create this monster?
Right.
I mean, good God.
It's a beautiful kind of gray-ish Monday here, Tuesday, I mean, here in the panhandle.
Oh, it's nice out.
It's not, kind of nice out.
Mm-hmm.
Had a tiny bit of dog social interaction today.
Right.
But we stayed 10 feet apart talking.
Right. Dogs can't pass Corona, right? I mean,
I don't know.
Tigers.
Who knows?
Did you see that tiger?
I saw the tigers tested positive and A lot of people are like, how does a tiger get a test?
I know. That was my question. How did you find out this tiger's got the sniffle? Well, I guarantee they're probably
studying to see how it might travel among animals that may carry it.
I tell you what.
And be asymptomatic.
I could never have a job like that.
What, testing tigers for coronavirus?
Working with a tiger all day. Or, you know, I think that would freak me the fuck out.
Talk to Roy.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
one bad
wait for
day.
Him to type something out.
That's like, you know.
No, I think he can speak, actually.
Can he?
Yeah.
How nice of that tiger. Jeez.
Manticore.
Yeah. One bad day at work, you know?
That's a bad one, yeah. If you're working with big cats.
Wait, what do you tell this cat? It's like, listen, I got to take this swab and shove it all the way inside your nose to see if you have coronavirus. Do you understand? I'm going to rip your nuts off.
Trending on the Twitter, John Lewis.
Yes.
Civil rights icon has thrown his important endorsement behind Joe Biden.
Yes.
I'm surprised he's waited this long, frankly.
Right. I would have thought that would have already happened. We also aren't thinking about it. You know?
Congressman from Georgia said of Joe Biden, he's a man of courage, a man with great conscience, a man of faith. He will be a great president. He will lead our country to a better place. Well, I mean, the bar is way low.
I hope so.
Way low.
I hope so. God. You know, I'm just bringing this up very briefly because you brought up John Lewis's endorsement of Biden and fucking okay. Joe Rogan said on his podcast that he would vote for Trump over Biden. Are you shitting me? Please.
That's hardcore Bernie Broage.
God. But what about the country?
And white privilege. Doesn't he have gay friends? Doesn't he have black friends?
I would think so. I would think, I mean, don't you feel like, I feel like we would have a better chance beating this coronavirus, whatever that means, with Joe. I'd like my chances under Joe Biden better than Donald, okay? Sorry.
I mean, Trump's side literally wants to get rid of same-sex marriage. And they literally want to... Okay. Criminalize abortion.
Okay. Let me argue. But Biden's worse.
How?
Because he's a neo-lib.
Oh, there it is.
I mean, I don't like that either.
And Trump's a fascist.
That's what they say.
Trump's a fascist.
They want to. If you have women in your life that want to be in control of their pussy,
then
don't vote for Donald Trump.
Interesting. Not very non-sexist way of putting that.
Well, you know what I mean.
Right.
But it's and you know what's disturbing about that? There are all these little fucking Joe Rogan bots out there that walk around just spewing everything this guy fucking says. And now someone like that is making people consider it
the Susan Sarandon thing where it's like, fuck it, you know, blow the whole thing up. It's going to take a shockwave to get these stupid moderates and neolibs to figure out we're all right.
The quote was something like, you know, I think Trump would handle the pressure of the job better or something like that.
Oh, well, he's fucking stupid.
Seriously. I wish I could remember the exact quote. It's something like that.
It's stupidity.
It is. It really is, man.
Those are your headlines, everybody.
Just vote blue.
I've also got this Tuesday edition.
Yes.
Here.
It's already Tuesday.
Crab diving follow up. To the saga of the captain of the aircraft carrier.
Yes.
Who's... People were starting to get the corona, and he was realizing that he's on like a floating prison, and everybody's going to fucking catch coronavirus.
Yes.
So let's get these people out of here and test them, and let the ones who aren't testing positive to go. Nobody was listening to him,
right?
So he sent a memo they're squealing that he leaked it.
Yes.
The way he sent it, like he sent it and copied everybody or that it was bound to get out. And sure enough, it got out. They have no evidence that he leaked it intentionally. But it was very critical of them. And, you know, people are basically going to die if we don't get on this right away. And so, of course, that Trump went and fired him.
Trump, he's looking out for his men.
Trump had his acting secretary, Modley, cunt face Modley. What's his? Thomas Modley.
Thomas Modley. God, he sounds like a bad guy from Harry Potter.
Well, you know, he is. Because yesterday we played the audio of that someone had recorded this guy speaking. He flew, you know where that ship is?
Where?
Guam.
Jesus
Christ. So this motherfucker slithered down to Guam. That ain't a short flight to go and address this boat.
Right.
And
that's an interesting way to put that. There are fuck tons of snakes on Guam because all these planes are coming in and they hitch rides there. There are tons of fucking snakes, man. Fuck that.
Okay. And so Modley, then we heard part of it. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was insane.
It was all like, your duty is to shut the fuck up, basically, and take it. You don't have to like your, you shouldn't like your commanding officer. Yeah. And when by the way, they fired him. And when the captain left, Crozier, I think his name, there's a viral video of the whole crew applauding, crazily applauding. They're very happy with him. And they didn't like that. And then this guy, like a Dickens character, goes out and yells at them, the sailors.
For heckling him.
And then mentions that the Crozier was either naive or stupid.
Yes.
And then you can hear one of the sailors in the background go, what the fuck?
It wasn't his first tactic to leak the letter out, right? He reached out to other people.
He didn't necessarily leak the letter.
I know, but didn't he try prior?
Yeah. That was his last of multiple requests. And
to me, that's scary.
So, and just the way he talked to the sailors, it's like they said there was a bump of people approaching the officers and saying, I'm done after this. I'm not going to reenlist because of that guy. If the leadership treats us like this, why the fuck should we put our lives on
why
the line?
Why do you want to work for Donald Trump?
Exactly. And this is who they are. This is the Trump administration. This Thomas Modley twunt is who they are.
He's the Secretary of the Navy.
You listen to us because we're in charge.
Does Trump appoint that?
It's that authoritarian shit, yeah.
Oh, so he's in the administration. So Trump saw the captain speaking, leaking that letter as a betrayal?
I did see some people. We thank him for his service, but there are others who are more career Navy. He was in for 7 years, which was the minimum to get qualified, I think, as a pilot. And then he quit and went out and became a pilot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Became a businessman.
Right.
But that's why Trump knew him and made him his Navy guy. Because he was in the Navy for a few years.
I know a guy that flies a plane. Right. I'm going to make him in charge of the FAA. Right. Didn't he want his pilot buddy or something?
I'm going to nominate the sailor from the Village People.
The doctor for Cannonball Run is going to be the Surgeon General.
Well, all day yesterday, a bunch of Congress people, even Republicans, were like, well, that is not the way you talk to people.
Wow,
you
don't do this. Jeez. Wow.
Remember, even Chuck Grassley was like, oh, well, geez, I don't know, you know, if that's really what you should say there.
Holy shit, Trump.
Today, Defense Secretary Mark Esper confirmed that he had accepted the resignation of Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Modley.
Damn! Looks like somebody got thrown under the bus. right? Trump made him go out there and give that speech. And then, of course, people went after him. Trump just like, you're fired.
Senator Jack Reed of Delaware tweeted that Modley mishandled the situation. And he supported Esper's decision to accept the resignation. Everybody's saying it's the right thing to do, basically.
Yes. Oh, yes. I mean, what an asshole.
Modley's comments in the address were first reported. He initially said he stood by every word.
Every word.
That's his first reaction. I stand by every word. Then 24 hours later,
the captain was naive and dumb.
I resign.
God. It's true that captain has COVID, right?
I believe tested positive.
Yeah. God.
The decision horrible. To fire Crozier drew criticism from lawmakers. Videos that surfaced Friday showed hundreds of sailors chanting Crozier's name as he deboarded the carrier.
Yes.
And Modley's call was not popular with sailors.
Right.
And Modley was appointed following the resignation of Richard Spencer due to a conflict over the administration's handling of a Navy SEAL.
Oh, yes.
When Trump decided to pardon that guy. And
he murdered somebody, right?
Secretary of the Navy was like, we're not giving him his sealness back or whatever. You can reinstate him, but he's not getting these awards back.
Chen said, give him everything.
Yeah, but this guy,
that guy said, I'm quitting.
His clear intention, he was looking out for his guys. And he tried, right? He tried.
Fired.
He tried before this.
Right.
And this guy gets fucking fired. Right.
Vindman. Tells the truth, gets shuffled off absolutely. To Buffalo.
He is an asshole. And it sounds like to me these guys love their captain. God. Trump just... God, I what do people see in this fucker? God damn.
And he's obviously not caring now. He's getting rid of Inspector General, and he's getting rid of anybody that says a bad word about him.
He's breaking Gone. His dick to hype up this hydrochloroquine drug, whatever the fuck it is, that nobody knows if it works as a treatment. It's just his campaign donor buddy. Right?
Right.
Donated $1 million to millions of dollars to his campaign, and he is breaking his dick to mention that fucking drug in those press conferences. When it should be telling us what's going on. I don't see Andrew Cuomo advertising shit during his press conferences.
Meanwhile, this back to this Secretary of the Navy bullshit. Yeah. There's a report at Fox.
Yes.
That the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, had to order this guy to resign.
Oh, shit.
Like, he didn't resign out of the goodness of his heart.
Oh.
According to Fox News, National Security correspondent Jennifer Griffin, the Secretary of Defense directed the acting secretary last night to write a letter of apology to the sailors on board the USS Roosevelt.
Oh, shit.
Just hours after the acting Navy secretary said he stood by his profanity-laced remarks.
God. Well, his Modley, profanity-laced remarks? What did he...
Remember he said something about if you're out... When you're out under fire, you fucking know what God. Is more scary or something like that.
What an asshole. So he obviously... believed in what he said. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he did apologize last night, wrote this apology. I'm sorry.
Gosh. Jeez, Donald. But real winner gone. Here, this appointment. This is a really good pick, right? Jeez.
That's what Trump wants. Trump's upset that he's probably got to get rid of him.
Yeah. He doesn't have any fucking feelings. He didn't. To hear him talk about these fucking ventilators, like, you know, it's a fucking ventilator. I never heard of ventilators before now, and now all of a sudden everybody needs a ventilator. Yeah, yeah, so they can live.
um, Elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
We've got, Richard Burr?
Oh, yes, the senator, right?
Senator in...
The insider trading shit, right?
Well, yeah.
Jeez.
One could call it that.
Right.
Who received some intel about the coronavirus and then went out publicly and was like, oh, you know, we're getting a handle on it. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Listen to the president. Meanwhile, he's like, sell to,
it's so fucked
to
up.
His stocks that were in the travel industry.
Yes.
And then didn't he turn around and buy stocks in pharma?
Pharma
or something?
Is it just me, or does it seem like these politicians are more concerned about their stocks than people? I mean, that other guy, what was the other guy busted on? The dude who they saw in the on the White House grounds making the phone calls?
Well, it was the same deal. He got a call, and he called the son to tell him to get all of his shares out of that company.
Thank you for looking out for us.
The CEO called him and said, our trial went tits up. People were dying. Our big drug that we've been basing 2 years of research on is going to go away.
He wasn't like, oh my God, people have been dying.
No,
that's
he's
horrible.
Like, oh my God, sell those stocks.
We got to sell those fucking stocks, man.
Well, now they're finding out in an unrelated to coronavirus scandal now. They're looking into his other stock trades.
Yes.
And the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Republican Richard Burr, sold off $47,000 worth of shares in a small Dutch fertilizer company.
Okay.
In 2018.
Yes.
Just weeks before its stock hit a sharp 40% collapse.
Okay.
Hmm.
But it's fertilizer. I mean, what does anybody know about that in government?
Burr and his wife sold off their stake in the company.
Yes.
OCI, it's called. In 3 days when the shares were priced near their highest point in the last 4 years.
Right.
A month later, the company began to falter, completing its dramatic fall after news that the company failed to meet quarterly earnings.
So did he get a heads up on the earnings projection or some shit like that? And he got out?
Well, individuals who investigate insider tradings are saying the timing is certainly unusual and warrants further scrutiny.
So, like, let's say you're a politician. You own stock, that much stock in a certain company. Is that company aware of your existence?
It depends on how much they're worth. How much
that company,
percentage of the company?
He owned 47,000 in stock. I mean, is that a lot?
It might not. No, it's probably a small.
I'm just wondering. So the guy wouldn't say, hey, Mr. Burr, I know you own a shitload of our stock. Well, we didn't make as much this year. And as soon as everybody finds out, you know, we're going to, you know, the stock's going to be fucking shit. So you should sell. Is that what happened?
So this, we don't know. They're saying that Burr needs to explain how he came to invest in the company in the first place, whether any information he learned as a senator informed his decision to sell.
Yes. Well, maybe he's just good at the stock market.
And they didn't trade on our market. He was trading some European market.
Oh, okay.
He said, on the face of it, it's unusual. How does he even know this Dutch company exists? With all he has to do as the chair of the intelligence committee. How does he have time to research obscure companies in Holland?
No. This is what happened. He did something for someone, and then that someone repaid him by, hey, invest X amount of dollars in this fucking company, and then, you know, we're going to fucking invest a fuck ton and ruin the company, and we'll let you know before we fuck it up, right? Maybe?
Yeah. So they don't know about, they can't find any linkage yet as to how he became, how he heard about this company in the first place.
Well, it's a fertilizer company out of Holland, right?
The company produces nitrogen fertilizers and industrial chemicals.
Oh, shit.
such as methanol and urea
from
plants in North Africa,
yes.
Middle East, Texas, and Iowa, I'm sure.
Urea is the best.
They're very...
You use urea or no?
I'm sure they're very clean and non-polluting.
Absolutely, Pat. Urea.
Yeah.
Yeah, how does he know any of this shit? I mean, maybe he's into this stuff. Do you think he's into chemicals or...
The chief executive is some billionaire who owns a significant stake in one of the more famous English soccer teams.
Oh.
Byrne, his wife, first invested in June of 2014, bought more in August 2014, and bought more in April 2016. They had 1,400 shares. Less than a month after Byrne and his wife sold their stake, the shares began to plummet.
Damn! They must have some system or something.
It was because they failed to meet earnings projections. The company's quarterly earnings were 6% below expectations, and fertilizer sales fell 10% below projections.
Shit.
So yeah, it's awfully interesting that they sold at its peak,
right?
And then it started to come down and then plummeted.
That's amazing timing. Again, why can't it just be that he's amazing at the stock market and he's great at reading trends and shit like that? Yes.
Maybe he somehow found out that their earnings were going to be shit and they were going to have to tell everybody.
You know, let me ask you something.
And somebody's like, you better get out now.
Let's say we find out that God is real. And then all of a sudden, you look at all these evangelicals that are trading stocks and you wonder, did they get insider information? You know what I mean? Like, did Jesus, he's like, dear Lord, please help my stock not lose money in the next quarter. You know, help my portfolio. And then God does that. God intervenes.
Okay.
Well, that's not legal.
Well, I guess, right. I guess that's the ultimate right. insider trading.
Yeah. There are people listening to this who are like, they aren't talking about the coronavirus. I'm going to turn the channel.
I think they're probably happy we're not talking about the coronavirus. There are others who are like, thank God they're not talking about the fucking coronavirus.
Right.
Wisconsin. My beloved second home state.
Yes.
Some fuckery we talked about yesterday.
Fuckery?
That the governor of Wisconsin, a Democrat, who, let's not forget, was the Republican scumbag legislature after Scotty Walker got handed his ass, the Republican legislature tried to strip a whole bunch of power from the incoming Democratic governor.
Yes.
As they've tried to do in other states.
Right.
And gotten their asses sued.
Oh, yes.
They love it. Where it's like, oh, God, Republicans lost the governorship. Let's decide that the governorship doesn't mean anything anymore. Let's take all the power away from the government. Everybody votes yes.
It's weird. It's Republicans that do that. It's weird. Why is that?
And this story of this election in Wisconsin is crazy. Not so much about the Democratic primary, which is going to be important, but there is a very important election in Wisconsin for a Supreme Court seat, and it's a conservative dickbag, a Scotty Walker choice versus a pretty liberal judge,
right?
And it's neck and neck in all the polls and everything.
Jesus.
So the Republicans have been doing their damnedest. They wanted to even, for some reason, force a special election. Remember, they wanted to Right. They were like, we don't need a special election. We can wait till November. And the Republicans are like, no, we need a Supreme Court justice now. Because they know that if it's in the middle of a, you know, if it's a special election in the middle of a cycle, that turnout is shit.
Right.
And that their conservative judge has a better shot. And like they're doing these days. A couple of them even said it out loud.
They just, yes, they aren't.
They're, look, if the turnout is high, you know, if the turnout's low, it's better for our guy.
It's amazing to me that the Republicans can look at something like the coronavirus and think, wow, what a great instrument for fucking voter suppression.
So they lost that fight to try to have a special election. These are the fiscally conservative Republicans, right? The people who are concerned about budgets and stuff like that, who wanted to spend all the extra money to have an extra special election.
Oh, shit, yes, Pat. Oh, fuck, yes.
But they lost that one. So then they decided to have it on you know, the same day as the primaries. Now with the coronavirus, the governor, the Democratic governor, signed an executive order. They've been fighting to try to get the legislature to postpone. And the legislature is like, oh my God, there's a do not go out order. We want to have it now.
God, it makes no sense.
So the governor issued he threw a Hail Mary and issued an executive order that he knew that the scumbag Republicans would challenge. And sure enough, they did. The Wisconsin, the partisan Wisconsin Supreme Court voted to overturn his decision, and they're having an election today.
Don't you think, am I being naive to think that what the governor did, his decision was the only sensible one to not have it?
But we're seeing long lines in Milwaukee.
But I saw,
which is not good for the Republicans.
But I saw those lines and people were standing, like, you know.
And they have masks on, many God. Of them.
This is
so
insane,
hopefully
though.
The Democrats will come out and say, and the liberals, and say, fuck you, you scumbag Republicans, and vote out this fucking conservative dickwad.
Don't you think sensible countries would say, hey, we're going to figure out a way to do at home voting? I mean, that's the only choice we have. We all have this fucking shit. And the only thing that keeps this fucking shit from spreading is, like, staying put. And the idea to have something where everyone in the area goes out the same day to the same place and then goes home is just fucking stupid.
The Intelligencer writes, New York Magazine, the Wisconsin GOP is risking voters' lives to protect its minority rule.
God.
The Republican Party is willing to get people killed, they say, to immunize itself from the threat of Democratic, small d, accountability.
God damn.
11 U.S. states had primaries scheduled to take place this month, 10 postponed or transitioned to all mail-in voting.
Right.
Wisconsin is the exception. The governor there, Tony Evers, tried to ensure no Wisconsinite would be forced to choose between making their voice heard, keeping themselves safe. He asked him for a while to pass a law. They said, fuck you. He wanted a law to approve absentee ballots to every voter in the state, but it would have asked for more time.
Right.
Like he wanted more time for them to even get these ballots out and have people return them.
Of course.
Republicans said, fuck you. No, that fight went to the Supreme Court of the United States. And Brett Kavanaugh led the charge
against
5-4. He wrote the opinion that said, nope, fuck you.
That is
Wisconsin.
Insane. That is insane.
And a majority of the poll workers, they said, announced they were not willing to jeopardize their lives by greeting continuous streams of voters for hours on end. So They said they only had enough staffing to open 5 of the 180 polling locations.
See, that makes it even more, that's worse. Oh my God. So that's the opposite of social distancing. That's like social clumping. Oh, right. God.
So now hundreds of Wisconsinites are standing in long lines, waiting to vote.
That's so fucked up, dude. Jesus.
And these are the people. Where do you think they're closing them? In the cities.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you think they're leaving? Where do you think they're miraculously finding staff to open in the sticks where all the rubes are going to go out and all the racists are going to go out and vote?
Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, it's actually cruel. It really is. It's cruel because nobody's stupid. Everybody knows the risk of going out. And if you've been isolated, think about it. If you've been isolating yourself and doing all the right shit, going out and voting is like throwing all that out the window.
Right.
You're going to the same place everyone's going.
So there you go. You know, Godspeed.
Right.
To the,
too bad there's no God, but yes.
And then somebody, retweeted a couple of pie charts of how gerrymandering in Wisconsin worked in the 2018 votes, where 53% of the popular vote to 45% went to Democrats.
Oh shit.
8-point lead. But the seats won in the state house was 64% Republican, 36% Democrat.
Damn.
So 8 points in the popular vote higher for Democrats, but they were 18 percentage points down in the actual seats won. That's how that gerrymandering works.
Good God. I mean,
that's how Republicans.
It's crazy.
Rule from the minority.
When you think about gerrymandering in conjunction with this COVID shit, so you're like, okay, I'm gonna go vote, but not only is it's very dangerous for me to go out and vote because of this pandemic, but on top of that, these fucking Republicans have, well, I don't know, they made my vote count less with the gerrymandering.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Yesterday, throwing down the gauntlet a little bit, Hillary Clinton tweeted a story from democracydocket.com. It says, no, Trump cannot move the general election. He doesn't have the power. He can't do that.
Right. Right.
Well, and Hillary Clinton tweeted, let's be clear, Trump does not have the power to cancel or postpone the November election.
See, it should make us all nervous that people are actually having to say this. That's getting voiced to me is like, well, we'll see.
Right.
Because I know he doesn't give a shit about rules and what's written on a paper.
Well, I don't know who's going to back him up because the military hates him.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
God, ICE?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Yeah.
His ICE thugs?
His buddies. Well, who are those guys on motorcycles? The Oath
Keepers.
The
Bikers for Trump.
The Oath Keepers.
The Oath Keepers, yeah.
Fuck you! God.
We do this every weekday, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Right, right.
It's not the corona.
Shit. You woke up the dog.
It's the allergies.
The dog is like, what the fuck? You got your, that guy from Doug Dynasty.
Is that? Oh, I have my Uncle Cy t-shirt on.
Good God. What a fucking oaf.
It's one of those t-shirts I was given ironically.
Right, right. Oh, everybody knows that.
Not if I walked down the street.
No, they'd be like, hell yeah, brother!
Woo! Uncle Si!
Woo!
Well, we've been waiting to hear what Pat Robertson has to say.
Yes.
About the corona and
corona.
The Lord has provided.
Okay, good.
Do you realize what's happened? This is an inert virus, and we have cowered before this inert virus. It is
inert. inerts is
I am shocked.
Not a real
I'm
not
shocked.
A real term that I would use for this virus.
Because I've seen his show before, the 700 Club, when he's like, you know, he's doing the Today Show part of it where he's sitting on the couch with his co-host and they're yapping about the weather and all the bullshit. And he'll say things like dietary shit, like eat your fiber, you know, avoid, you know, I don't know, fatty shit and stuff. And I don't know, he doesn't sound insane. So I'm kind of surprised that, I guess I'm not surprised. It sounds like he's going to say that we're all being pussies about this virus and we should get back out there.
Well, here we go.
That's what's happened. This is an inert virus, and we have cowered before this inert virus. It has caused, it has destroyed our economy. It has put panic into our entire population. It's disrupting all of our way of living, and it is closing the churches of Jesus Christ, and people are not able to go and worship together in their churches because of this bug.
This bug that some people need ventilators for? What is the death rate of the bug now? What is it?
Inert virus.
Inert means like an inert object means not moving.
Well, not alive, doesn't move. They're both incorrect.
Yes, the virus is alive.
If it didn't move, we wouldn't have this problem.
Right. It's actually the moving is the problem, isn't it? It's inert.
It being carried, I guess.
To go and worship together in their churches because of this bug. And I think it's time for the church to go on the attack. Instead of just cowering in our cars and in our social distancing, I think it's time that we stand up and speak the word of God and command that thing to leave us.
I don't think it works like that. But it doesn't work like that.
Pat obviously hasn't been listening to our show because we've been playing clip after clip of fraudulent asshole commanding the virus to go away over the past like month and a half. And somehow it ain't been working.
And some of these religious guys have caught this shit and died.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know. I Pat Robertson, I think you should respect the COVID and put a mask on and wear gloves and stay the fuck inside. You're a billion years old, you fucking Kraken.
Here's the rest of Pat Robertson.
Yes.
Talking about what the fuck. Oh, I lost it. There it is. Right.
Do you realize where churches, every church, instead of you covering yourself and huddling and all that stuff, speak out, pastors, every one of you in your churches, declare it. Declare the victory in the name of Jesus. So I ask you right now, as we begin this program, you pray with me at this moment. We're going to rebuke this thing. We do not have to cower before an inert virus. Whoever heard of such a thing?
Pat Robertson had enough, you motherfuckers.
God damn it.
And now he's got to intercede.
Did you hear the shotgun pump?
He's old. He's tired. Now he's got to fucking step up. Kids these days.
Right. He's
all before an inert virus. Whoever heard of such a thing? This is, we're God's people. And this is a bug that is terrorizing our entire population. We can't let it happen.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, you fuckface. Your plan is good for
He's
the
upset
quote
that
unquote
not enough
bug.
Jesus magic has been cast.
How much Jesus magic then? How much are we at?
He's about to blow a big Jesus load on the on everyone.
I'll put it right here in the coffee cup, dickhead.
Let it happen. And so we come in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, and we rebuke this thing, and we command it to leave our society and our land. And by the day of Easter, that there will be no more new cases of this coronavirus. In the name of Jesus, we speak that, and we declare it done in his name. Amen. And amen. Remember, going into Easter, every pastor praying and rebuking that thing. We will not take it.
He's out of his fucking skull.
Okay, guys.
We will not sit idly by and let this thing destroy the churches, destroy our homes, and destroy our homeland. We will not let it happen.
Meanwhile, I can't see. It's just him on camera, so I don't know where he is or if Terry's there in studio with him or whatever's happening. But
you know what I don't get, dude? Like,
Pat Robertson's out of his fucking mind.
Oh, yeah. I bet if his doctor gave him a pill and said, you should take this for your cholesterol, now he would take that pill. Right? Because a doctor is, I'm sure. And the thing, the bullshit thing here is, you know, Pat Robertson has health care. He has a doctor.
Oh, well,
of course.
Necromancers or something. Yeah.
And I believe if he asks his necromancer, should I go to the mall today without a mask, without gloves? Should I lick some doorknobs? They would say, necromancer, no.
No.
The necromancer would say, no. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. God. Yeah, you know Pat Robertson's worried about coronavirus. He's old as fuck.
Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, yeah. Which one? Oh, Don Jr., not Eric, God.
The same media that has absolutely no problem with Hunter Biden taking $1.5 billion directly from the Chinese government has a problem that Donald Trump may own $99 of a stock through a mutual fund that happens to make a drug he's hopeful could work against the pandemic. F you! Exclamation
F you!
Point. Yeah.
F you! F you, man. F you. God.
Don
Jr., you sound like a bad guy from an 80s movie that barely grew the fuck up. You fuckhead. What did your donors win? You went on some cruise to Alaska where you shoot animals? Remember that two-week cruise that was being auctioned where you spend 2 weeks in some nice boat with Don Jr. and a bunch of fucks?
Right.
Get off on the boat. We shoot the shit out of some animals. We get back on, suck each other off. Fuck in the sauna. God. Eric's gross, too. Very gross.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh,
thanks
yes.
for tweeting us during the show and shit.
Right. Thank you.
It's not alive. Oh, the virus, maybe? It tells me the link is messed up.
The link that I put out is
fucked up. Of whether viruses are alive or not. I think they're considered not alive because they can't, they don't fuck each other without a host or whatever.
Wow. Jeez.
But then there are others that would argue that kind of all life is interdependent in some manner of speaking anyway, but
you know,
so there were debates,
right?
But I think correct. I believe it's right now it's not considered a life form.
Yeah. I just looked on Facebook and, this guy,
thank you.
Yes. Brooke Reed used to call in to our show and
sure.
I don't know. You mentioned Trump is speaking and he just put on Facebook, what the fuck is this mouse spewing now? It must be fucked up. But
I
it's
sure
always
will.
Fucked up.
Well, of course.
I mean, him yelling at the reporters. You're never going to make it in this town.
Yeah, a guy who's
You're
made
never
it, by the way.
You're never going to make it. What does that mean? God, he's out of his fucking...
1.87 million tests today, so that's 1,870,000 million tests. Look at that, 1,870,000 tests.
Oh, we're all fucked. We are fucked. We
Cut
are
off
fucked.
The presses,
we
everybody.
Are fucked. We are fucked. We are fucked. He knows not one fucking thing.
Hot off the presses.
That, you know what? We're all under the illusion that there are people working with him that know shit, that will set shit in motion, that will make us be unfucked. But I don't know. Do you have confidence in that? What? We're fucked then.
Well, right. Yeah, we're fucked. I mean, we just have to hope the states can do what they can and mitigate the damage that...
Our state!
Well, no, Florida's fucked. We're fucked. And we could appeal to our neighbors. The Alabama.
I would rather appeal to the ocean.
Right.
Hi, are there any mermaids?
Sharks.
Sharks, please take us in. We're fucked. The sharks are like, come on in, baby. Yum, 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 Corona.
Stephanie Grisham is out as White House press secretary.
Bam!
She's moving over to be best.
Yes.
And be the chief of staff for the first lady, I guess.
Oh, what a great fucking job that must be. They don't do anything over there. Well, I mean, the tennis pavilion.
They're being real best over there. What are you talking about?
I am be best as fuck. I hate that Obama left. I think that's bullshit. He never should have left. That wasn't fair.
Well, it's kind of in the Constitution.
I don't give a fuck.
That he has to leave.
I don't care. I don't fuck off. That's fucked.
Well, now they're expecting Kayleigh McEnany, the campaign aide,
yes,
to be the latest press secretary.
Kayleigh? I never heard of her.
Kayleigh.
Kayleigh McEnany?
And the reshuffling is now days after the new chief of staff, Mark Meadows, began working. Meadows and McEnany are seasoned at defending the president on television.
Hell yeah, baby! Follow me on Fox!
And are expected to add to Trump's public defense of his coronavirus response.
Oh yeah.
Which will now be the center of his reelection pitch. Look at how I saved everybody. And you know what he's doing? He's already doing it. He's going to quote that 2 million, 2.5 million projection that said, if we did nothing, it would have been 2 million. Look at, we only lost 100,000 or so. I'm great.
But no, that's not true.
Well, no.
I read an article out of The Atlantic that says the opposite. So he can't say that.
But he's going to.
But just when he says that, just show people this Atlantic article because it explains it. It explains
you want me to read something from that commie Atlantic?
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, you rednecks. You dumb fucking rednecks. God! Should have voted for Hillary, you fuckheads.
McEnany, who is a current press secretary for the reelection campaign, has been on telly fiercely defending the president.
Yay!
Often making controversial statements like in February saying, we will not see diseases like that coronavirus come here.
Wait a second. Well, no. There are people in the administration that said the opposite, right? Fauci said the opposite.
But Kayleigh McEnany in February said, we will not see diseases like the coronavirus come here.
She said that in February. That now that seems like a miss. Now we're the epicenter, though.
Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale and RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel.
Yes.
Ronna Romney McDaniel. Both push for McEnany to be named the White House press secretary.
God. Oh, good. Good. Great. This is a perfect pick.
But trending right now on the Twitter.
Yes.
And the reason I just did that story.
Yes.
About what's trending on the Twitter.
Right.
Is because the term birther is trending on the
Twitter. Is she a birther?
Then
she fits right in.
They're sharing some tweets from her. One from 2012, where she, the hashtag things that enrage Democrats, and she tweeted college transcripts and birth certificates.
When did she tweet that?
2012.
Okay.
She also, hashtag Obama TV shows. How I Met Your Brother. Never mind. Forgot he's still in that hut in Kenya.
In that hut. Wow. Jeez. You know, Pat, that smacks of racism.
And birtherism.
Oh, which are the same. I mean, God.
Hashtag guess Biden's next gaffe.
Okay.
Was, swirling in the fucking shithole of conservative Twitter.
And Biden smells people's hair, and Trump will just allow all these ventilators, the maintenance on them, to lapse because who gives a fuck? Okay.
Guess Biden's next gaffe, quote, "We're still vigorously pursuing any and all leads on Obama's birth certificate."
Why did the other one quit, though? I'm wondering, was she fired? And Trump is like,
Stephanie Grisham? I don't know. No, she's moving on to be the first lady's chief of staff.
That's not a better job than press secretary for primetime Donald Trump.
It might be.
What?
Well, what is that? The press secretary doesn't do anything. What did she do the past since Sarah Huckabee left? Well, what the fuck? We haven't seen her once.
Well, if you're this person, you go out there and you kind of suggest that Barack Hussein Obama was raised in a hut and Michelle Obama is probably trans. I don't know. What else does this lunatic believe in? I mean, this sounds like this is someone like a click above, say, a Mark Taylor or a Brendan Dilley,
right?
If a click.
She's the new press secretary.
Yay. Yay, America. Good for us. Good for us.
Here's
the hope is that I was listening to Cuomo and he was saying that what we're going to figure out, like, we're going to hit our peak in New York. And when we're done with our peak, what we'll do is we'll even send our healthcare professionals along with the gear and all this shit
right
to somewhere else. Meaning maybe somebody from New York will come to Florida and help us. Is that true? Is that true?
I mean, Florida is going to be okay because Trump needs the votes. I mean, he's going to give aid that he can, except for the asshole governor.
We need not calling a stay at home
until too late.
But don't you think, based on like how much information communication did you get from our politicians, our leadership here? How many did you get? engagement? They need someone.
I got a text from Garcetti in Los Angeles.
Listen, what's our from? Oh God, what's the name of our governor? Fuckhead,
DeSantis,
Ron DeSantis. Please, I've thought of I have a short list of names I would like you to look into for helping us out in Florida with Corona. Susan Rice, excellent pick, right? Don't you think?
For
to help us to be some sort of organizational person
to help.
There are other adults out there that can help us that aren't working. I would say Obama.
He called Dr. Oz.
I know. But Dr. Oz is saying dumb shit about coronavirus, right? He's saying dumb fucking shit.
And so did Dr. J-Lo.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We called them to see what's going on.
And then Jared Kushner called Carly Kloss's doctor or something, supermodel's doctor.
Her dad.
Okay. George Clooney. Hey, you know what would be great? You're a humanitarian. You do all kinds of good shit. Come to Florida and help us. And maybe Keanu Reeves, too.
I'm just looking at the headlines. Rand Paul is recovered.
Okay, good.
Is now volunteering at a hospital.
Right. No, he's not. He's volunteering. No, he's at the gym. He's working out, sweating all over everything. That fuckhead.
The Family Research Council?
Yes.
I've heard of them.
Oh, this is Brian. No, he got fired.
No. That's the American Family Association.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Brian Fisher.
Yes.
This is the Family Research Council.
Brian Fisher is, quote unquote, sodomy-based marriage.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Family Research Council hosted this is Tony Perkins's vibe.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Hosted a conference call with conservative pastors last Friday.
Yes.
And had some special guests.
Ooh.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas.
Hell yeah!
Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana.
What's his deal? Is he a fuckhead?
She's a Republican, of course.
Yes. Yes.
And none other, I'm sure, than they had to they shut down the party after this firebrand dropped the mic. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson.
Wake him up. Wake him up.
They were providing details and answering questions about provisions in the recent coronavirus relief legislation allowing churches to obtain grants from the government to pay for salaries, rent, operating costs.
Now, listen, I am not against that. If the condition is you close your doors and you live stream and you make your parishioners stay the fuck at home, I'll buy them off. I will buy these lunatics the fuck off because they're killing us.
Well, right. And all workers.
Yes. Of course.
It should be like that. So of course. I would say that I'm fine with that, too.
Absolutely.
On the call, Tom Cotton talked about saying that Congress explicitly ensured churches would qualify for the loans.
Oh, shit. Yes.
That can be forgiven and turned into grants as long as they stay in line.
Right.
And told them that the Senate Republicans held the line against the efforts by Nancy Pelosi to put Planned Parenthood eligible for funds under the program.
Oh my God. Planned Parenthood does a lot of good things for people. They provide health care. It is not a baby execution drive-through clinic. God.
It was just all these right-wing pastors. Then yes. This other Republican gets on there, and he says, now many of us are small or limited government conservative. Some of this runs against our sort of principled beliefs, you would think. But the rationale behind this is that the government created this situation.
Oh, shit.
Everyone who's suffering by this is doing it at no fault of their own. Finally, really, as the president rightfully said, we're in a war against an unseen and unforeseen enemy. That's a virus.
So everybody should stay home. That's what he's saying, right?
But the government made the reluctant and difficult decision effectively to shut down the economy and impose social distancing.
Wait.
So we can rationalize that maybe the government ought to step in and help everybody bridge the gap.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, right. And that's what we want for everyone.
Right. Oh, he's just talking about churches. God, how are they, you know, not to take a big shit. Wait a second. They don't even pay property. They pay no property taxes, right?
So barely they're saying, right. And then he reassured them that you don't have to worry about any big government encroachment on your religious freedom. So, in other words, they wouldn't let the Democrats put anything in there like if you practice LGBT discrimination in your hiring, you're not eligible for these. They wouldn't let that happen. So you don't need to worry about big government encroachment on your religious freedom if you participate in this program.
Well, you know, if it's
the
my
Louisiana guy said,
if it's my program, and I would say to these fuckheads, I would say, listen, if you practice any discrimination, then you don't get any fucking money, dickhead.
Oh, they will.
Too bad.
Too late.
Play nice. God, see, that's fucked up, giving government money to some organization that, and by the way, some of these mega churches, does that mean the government is going to support the salaries of, like, what's the guy with the hair with the mega church?
No, not Joel Osteen.
Yeah, does he get paid during this?
No, they're employees and shit, I would assume. They're talking about it. Okay. And their various organizations.
Right.
And their, you know, right. The people packing all the colloidal silver over at Jim Baker into boxes and stuff like that. They got to get paid.
See, I always picture Jim Baker after every show, he checks his orders and he gets a little cart and he tools around the warehouse, filling all the orders and shipping things. And Terry helps. Do you think that's not Terry, but Lori? Lori helps.
Yeah.
Lori's high as fuck. Yeah, get me some powdered soup. You two orders of powdered soup.
Thanks for being with us today, everybody.
That's right.
We do it every day, every fucking weekday.
Listen to this show while you stay the fuck at home.
Apparently Mr. Pillow's claiming he's been shadow banned, but there's no evidence of that.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Pillow.
Twitter seems to be restricting how many people can see my tweets. Please retweet and follow me to help me get my message out to America. We've launched the My Pillow Task Force to meet the needs of first responders around the country. Well, good for him.
Yeah, but why do you have to crow about it?
Well, and as long as there's no restrictions on that, like those we learned about Franklin Graham's setting up the hospital tents, helping set up the hospital tents in Central Park in New York. But you can't be pro-homosexual and work there.
Yeah. I think the only thing you're going to be able to force on America during this is socialism.
Well, I think America's going to force that on.
Yes.
On them.
I mean, what do these people think, that everybody's going to get one check for $1,200 and that's just going to be fine?
Yeah.
That is crazy. That's nuts.
They're hoping everything's going to get started right back up again.
Oh, yes. The thing is, even when you listen to Fauci, I think in yesterday's press theatricality, he said something like, well, in going back to normal, we're never going to go back to the way it was. He goes, there are some things we are going to have to change about the way we interact with people.
Well, yeah, and our government is going to have to fundamentally change.
Yeah.
Because we want it to work for us. And to have prevented a lot of this shit in the first place, and spectacular fail.
Yes.
And we need reform top to bottom, including election reform, but also all these checks and balances. We need a law that you got to show your taxes.
Yes.
We need a law that protects the committees getting the documents they demand from the executive branch. The executive branch can't say fuck you.
I mean, and the thing is, but we do have a law. It's a subpoena, right? If Congress is subpoena something from the White House,
right,
they're supposed to hand it over, right? Because they have subpoena power.
But they're arguing from this supreme executive bullshit. And they're just throwing everything to the courts and trying to slow roll the process.
But how do you know, it's a weird thing. How do you legislate against that? How do you legislate against a guy that just goes against the spirit of justice no matter what? I mean, it's...
Well, you get rid of him.
Yeah.
And then you...
I mean, because...
Then you have to...
Oh, God.
Start disinfecting
from
top to bottom. And I think they need to take a look at some of these judges, these unqualified...
Yeah, dude.
American Bar Association listed as unqualified judges that they rammed through
and
for lifelong spots.
Yeah.
They need to take a look at them.
God.
And start thinking about some impeachments on that side, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no reason. He was elected in 2016. He cheated. He fucking cheated. And he lost a popular vote by a fuck ton. He colluded with a foreign power to win.
Yeah.
And we're stuck with that.
Because the corrupt the Republican Party let him skate.
That's insane. Vote blue, I guess, you know, guys. I mean, shit. No matter what Joe Rogan says, I'm going on record saying... Joe Biden is not worse than Trump. He is better than Trump. Do you agree? How is that controversial?
It's not.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. Well,
I think it makes a whole lot of sense.
I mean, I'd rather have Bernie. I'd rather have Elizabeth Warren. There are a lot of other, I liked other candidates that were there. But shit, man. I mean, the Nazi in the White House.
Well, and, you know, a rich white guy.
Yes.
says, I think Trump will handle things better.
Yes. And you read that Atlantic article where it spells out how he fucked this up. Joe Biden would not have done any of that. Joe Biden's administration would not have let the maintenance lapse on the federal stockpile of goddamn ventilators. He would not have ignored the pandemic.
Meanwhile, to prove that this is a stupid death cult.
Yes.
We've got a blood red county in Colorado.
Fuck you.
That has already rushed to pass a Republicans in more than one Colorado county voted overwhelmingly to block any potential state vaccination programs.
Oh my God.
If something comes up with this COVID, if there's a vaccine available,
they don't want to take it because it goes against their religion, or they don't want to be made to take a vaccine. Aren't there some vaccines that you have to take before you go to school and shit?
Yeah. Adams County, you can get religious exemptions though in a lot of states,
but okay. That's a problem, right?
Yes. Adams County passed overwhelmingly the resolution that any form of mass vaccinations, condemning that.
Yes. Okay.
They said the chair of the Adams County Republican Party said the resolution was intended to protect the rights of parents to choose what's best for their children.
Oh my God.
The language claims to support the right for all citizens to accept or decline any or all vaccinations.
We
condemns any use of tracking systems to track citizens based on vaccination status.
Wasn't the tracking system instrumental in containing the virus in some country? Where was that? Some country in Asia. They had
Singapore and South Korea. They not only tracked, isolated you, but they went back and tracked your movements. And
see, I don't understand, dude. South Korea had their first case the same day we had our first case, but their experience with it is different than ours.
They started testing everybody.
Okay. Is that it?
Well, yeah, it's a big part of it, yeah.
They did other stuff?
Yeah, and recommended social distancing really early.
We did that. Not early.
Right.
That's the problem.
They condemned discrimination against citizens based on their vaccination status.
What am I supposed to say to these people?
And they support the rights of citizens to live free of tracking and discrimination. Parentheses, medical tyranny.
Medical tyranny. Okay. Medical tyranny. Damn. Does this person... Let's take a reality check where we're at right now. We are dealing with a pandemic with a pretty high death rate. That is, we're the epicenter of it now. The only way we know how to fight it is to stay home, right? Not moving. Not moving. That's it.
Yes.
I mean... We're desperate. You could almost describe this as a desperate situation. This person can take their religious shit and shove it up their unvaccinated fucking starfish. They can suck a cock, really.
Additionally, Republicans in El Paso County passed two resolutions banning vaccine requirements without exemptions.
Yes. Well, good. Good. Oh, great. Banning vaccine requirements without exemption.
So there you go.
Viruses and disease and shit like that. I mean, like for instance, malaria doesn't understand the difference between like a Catholic or a Protestant or anything like that, right? And the COVID doesn't either, and the swine flu can't tell if you're
no
Jewish.
Right.
It can't tell that you're not.
Well, maybe Jewish.
Yeah. The smallpox, whatever the fuck, can't tell. You don't. Maybe you're not vaccinated for it, but you have a religious exemption. So smallpox ain't going to be like, oh, I won't fuck with him.
No.
Okay. Well,
and
seems like there's an issue with
borders. Don't
it what?
Borders, having a big wall doesn't mean anything when you still have people flying in from all over the fucking world. Have you seen even the latest airplane maps of the flights that are still going and people still flying city to city worldwide?
Christ, man. We have to stop moving.
Well, yeah.
I'm saying that. I was just seeing
as much as possible.
Car.
This is actually not bad for now.
Wow, no more cars. That's nice. Florida has stopped moving for a second. Thank you, guys. You're saving our lives. Thank you for not moving.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your sacrifice.
I haven't seen a car yet after that last car I saw.
Now spring break is over.
Okay, then there's a car.
It's all good.
Okay, there's another car. Oh, fuck. There's a car. There's a car. That's a big car. There's a car.
Meanwhile, Dr. Oz.
Car. Yes.
Was on. Well, here you go. Here's Dr. Oz.
Yay.
Who has apparently been in contact with the president.
No, good. Why?
TV scam doctor.
Yes.
Trump wanted to know what he has to say about
right,
this.
Right, right.
And here he is on one of Trump's favorite television programs.
Oh, okay, good.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Ooh.
Well, this is the radio show.
Oh, okay.
Good. Learn from you and others tells me that this is working and it's being used millions and millions and millions of doses for COVID-19. And I'm not...
Now he's talking about the hydrochloroquine.
Right, right. The drug that...
Seeing any red flags from anybody.
Well, Didier Raoult, the famous French infectious disease specialist who I've been interviewing on the show, he's also on today, is pretty outspoken about this. He said it's unethical not to give people the option. He's not swearing and promising that it's the golden solution. He just thinks that it's, in his experience, now he's up to 1,000 patients he's treated on this protocol where he has complete data, he's about to publish it, that he believes it should be shared. Now, that stated, I'm still not going to stay here and pontificate and think, guarantee you it's going to work. I don't know. You have to do the large clinical trial that Dr. Fauci's asking for. It needs to be done. God bless everyone who wants to do that. I've been trying to get it done. I think we'll eventually have the answer, but eventually isn't good enough if your doctor with a patient in front of you is coughing, high fever, not doing well. And remember, these guys are using it early, but let's just go 1 second into this issue of new versus old.
Right. Early.
Meaning. But they don't know that it's the hydrochloroquine then, right?
Right. Because they're not doing studies. They're not, they're just,
what
they
if
don't
it,
know.
Okay, so what is the death rate with this if you catch it? It's like.
It depends. We don't know here yet.
I mean, the thing is, if you don't know a lot about a drug and then you take it, maybe your chances of beating it without this unknown thing are better than with it because you don't.
They haven't studied it. They don't know, right?
They don't know what it does. This pill that they want you to swallow into your gut.
But
they
you
don't
notice,
know.
You notice Dr. Oz is even saying, well, yeah, but, you know, we have to do those large. I'm not saying that. We have to do those large clinical trials and you have to.
Meaning like.
He's backtracking. He's covering his
ass. I think we'll eventually have the answer, but eventually isn't good enough if your doctor with a patient in front of you is coughing, high fever, not doing well. And remember, these guys are using it early. But let's just go 1 second into this issue of new versus old. So the newest idea, which is, I think, classic American ingenuity, and that's what this country is good at, is we have big data, and we know how to do deep analytics. And my partners at ShareCare took this idea. There was a Fox News idea, by the way. It wasn't my idea. One of your co-anchors, Brian, on Fox and Friends, said, hey, what about if you just looked at all the patients who are, you know, they're...
Are we going to have to start calling him Brian Kilmeade, Dr. Kilmeade, or what are we going to have to do with
that? Yes. Professor Kilmeade.
So Brian Kilmeade is now advising Dr. Oz.
Yes.
On using big data.
Wow.
To try to track down. What about all this big data you guys all got? Why don't you use all that?
And Trump contacted Dr. Oz. I mean, we're fucked.
He likes to go professional. He likes to be academic.
Okay. So, all right. Let's calm down, Dr. Oz. Let's be easy here. No, I'm teasing. Go ahead.
So he said, well, what if, you know, since there's this idea that it might prevent illness, if we looked at all the 300,000 lupus patients in America who are taking hydroxychloroquine, could we tell if any of them got COVID-19 or vice versa?
Oh, I see. Okay. I get it. So if you're taking this drug to help your lupus or to deal with your lupus, and you've been exposed to the COVID, but you did not get infected, then you could say this drug could.
Well, but how do you know if you've been infected, if you've been exposed?
Well, you have to look at the big data. Right. To look at the big data.
They need someone who's then gotten sick.
We need, like, this is not how scientists work, though. Scientists aren't like, I heard something on Alex Jones. WorldNet Daily right. just endorsed chloroquine.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, I saw that, you know, so like.
Because I'm going to WND.
I mean, if it seems like most people aren't dying from this, then you do have, then you absolutely do have a lot to lose if you're taking a treatment and you don't know exactly what the fuck it does. I mean, who's to say that doesn't increase your chances of dying and you're just surviving because you more likely will survive it if you're not in that danger zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I am not a doctor. I'm no Dr. Drew.
And it's also pretty accepted that the number of deaths we're having is underreported because we've had people over the past month that have probably died of pneumonia.
Yes.
That died of pneumonia as far as we know, and because they never got tested.
Yeah. Or like,
and won't be categorized as having the disease.
Well, when we were sick.
Well, right.
No.
But I mean, talking about the actual death rates.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay.
The death count is likely being seriously undercounted as are total cases due to lack of testing capacity.
And you know,
even in cases where a person had clearly shown symptoms. So there are anecdotally hundreds of stories of people who said, I'm sick. I think I've got the corona. They went to their doctor and their doctor said, I can't test you. Go home and hydrate.
Yeah.
Let me know if you get worse. And then right. they end up getting better. So those people aren't counted because they don't know. They're not counted as a coronavirus case.
But now let's say
though they could very fucking well have had it.
But what about somebody like that gets tested and then they say, give me that hydroxychloroquine or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, that's would be then up to their doctor. And if what they've been saying, I think, is that they're starting treatment early with it. So I don't know if.
Yeah.
If that's the problem is we don't know if that's affecting it or if they're just, you know, it's a smaller group of people that progress to the really bad
yeah.
part of the illness.
Yeah.
Who knows? But they're studying it. It may help. We don't know. But you can't just willy-nilly say, yeah, go ahead and take it.
But if it's such a great drug, why isn't Trump letting Fauci just talk about how great it is? And why are we only hearing about this drug from Donald Trump and not like a bunch of scientists?
Well, they, at least on CNN and MSNBC, they don't play him anymore.
Right.
They cut over when Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx are talking.
I mean, don't you feel like if this was the miracle cure for the COVID, don't you think that there would be, you would be hearing about it from other people? I mean,
well, I would think Dr. Fauci knows what's going on and he's very cautious about it.
I mean, why are we just hearing Dr. Oz, Donald Trump and, you know.
Because Trump wants to get reelected.
Oh, yes. And he needs the money from that big pharma.
He's got some buddies that are making a lot of money.
Sorry, I don't mean to be, you know, what's the word? I don't mean to be cynical, but, you know, it's Donald Trump. So I am going to consider that.
Cynical?
Yes, I'm sorry.
The We do have, we got a little bit of time here left in the big old show.
Thanks
for buying it through Amazon Portal 2.
Yes. Go buy your hydrochloroquine through Amazon. I'm just kidding.
BT dubs.
I'm kidding. I don't even know. Can you buy that or?
No.
You have to have it
prescription.
Prescribed. Yeah. That's great.
Well, and yeah, hopefully people that are taking it for lupus are not being, are not finding shortages because of dummies out there going to.
Well, yeah. Imagine some rich dummy. They go to their doctor and they say, hey, I want this hydrochloroquine. I don't
want
to get this.
I want
COVID.
It for my whole family.
Yeah. And they're like, well, and the doctor says something like, well, it's, you know, I think there's a lot of misunderstandings about this. And I think it's better. It's like, fuck you. Give it to me. These rich guys.
Yeah. You want your kid to get into Harvard?
Right.
I know people on the board.
we'll say you're on the crew team, the rowing team, whatever that is. Nobody gives a fuck about that.
I'm saying they'll scuttle it if you don't give me the.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I saw a story. Did I pull that story? I thought I pulled that story.
Pull this story.
I did. There was a meeting.
Yes.
Today, the coronavirus, meeting with big business.
Oh shit!
About the coronavirus, relief package, the
package,
small business loan program, and stuff like that.
Right.
And, helping host this meeting is a very important and brilliant advisor of the president's.
Okay. Oh, God.
My daughter Ivanka Trump, who just wants to have people working. That's what I gave her, lots of options and what do you like? And she created over 15 million jobs working with some of you, but working.
Good God. No,
that is a lot.
How many jobs?
That number keeps getting bounced around that Ivanka created. First of all, it was like 5 million. So now okay. It's been trumpingly inflated to 15.
But 5 that, million it, was a lie.
It's a, oh, yeah.
So why not say 15?
We don't
15?
Know what he's talking about.
Exactly.
She created jobs. He's so full of shit.
Yeah.
Jobs, working with some of you, but working with the biggest companies in the world. They were training like nobody's ever seen, but she started off with a goal of 500,000 jobs, and now she's up to over 15 million. As our
Jesus.
There's just no evidence of this.
Right. It's bullshit, is what you're saying. 15 million, 5 million, Ivanka.
Thank you for donating tens of millions of dollars. Maybe it's not good equipment.
That's funny. So he got caught in some sort of echo loop or
something. Yeah.
Maybe he's not good equipment. God, fuck you, dude.
The foundation of our economy was so incredibly strong until this virus hit. And this is something you recognize. This is something we're hearing from small businesses across the country. This was no fault of their own. And we're the foundation.
Ms. Ivanka.
Oh, yeah. I feel good right now. Don't you feel good? She's in charge.
People are not being kind on social media as to why Ivanka.
Why
Princess, my favorite is Princess Nepotista.
Nepotista?
Yeah, Princess Nepotista. What the fuck is she doing sitting there?
Yeah, why does the groom of Princess Nepotista look so fucking bizarre when he's talking? It's just something about him. It's like, he really looks like one of those little cutout models from the Mel Brooks movie, Blazing Saddles, The Fake Town.
Like a Potemkin village.
Yeah.
Well, here's from the presser.
Hello, the presser.
Apparently, it's about as batshit as one would expect today.
Right. Did he call anybody nasty? He yell at any black female reporters?
Look at the original projections. If we did nothing, it would be disastrous. If we decided to do something, we closed it down, had no choice. It was a good move.
The early China move was a good move. The early Europe.
God, let me suck my own dick some more. China. The early China move was a good move. The early move where I grabbed a woman by the pussy and then put a stick of gum in my mouth and shoved my tongue down her throat was a good move.
As we intensify our military campaign against the virus, I think that it must be brought out that we have to thank the American people for continuing to follow our guidelines on slowing the spread, an expression that more and more people are thinking about. Nobody ever heard of it 2 months ago, and now everybody is talking about slowing the spread.
God damn.
No, 2 months ago would have been nice to start slowing the spread.
Oh, yeah, that would have been great.
When you were getting the memos.
Yes.
Here's when he was asked about the Captain Crozier and the treatment there.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah.
Navy Secretary submitted his resignation today, Motley. Why did that become necessary, and what role did you have in this, sir?
Well, I had no role in it. I've heard, I don't know him, but I've heard he was a very good man. And the whole thing was a very unfortunate. The captain should not have written a letter. He didn't have to be Ernest Hemingway. He made a mistake, but he had a bad day.
He didn't have to be Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He didn't have to write a letter.
Oh, my God.
The captain should not have written a letter. He didn't have to be Ernest Hemingway. He made a mistake, but he had a bad day. And I hate seeing bad things happen. Man made a mistake. But, you know, you shouldn't be writing letters, and you're in the military. You're the captain of a great ship, and you shouldn't be writing letters and sending them to many people. And then it gets out to the media.
That's his problem.
Jesus Christ.
His problem.
He thinks this makes us look weak or something. Like, a guy is dealing with the captain of a ship is dealing with a pandemic on an aircraft carrier, and it's getting really bad, and no one's helping him. It sounded like the guy didn't have much of a fucking choice.
So the reports are that I think it might even be fucking Peter Navarro had a report in February.
Yeah.
For Trump.
Do you fault the guy for being Ernest Hemingway?
No.
Okay.
That Peter Navarro in February, I think, was the guy who had this report, but addressed to Trump. A memo,
yes,
for the president's eyes,
right?
That warned of potentially millions of deaths.
Yes,
Trump's like, I never saw that.
Thank you, sir. Did you see these memos that reportedly Peter Navarro wrote back in January? When did you see them, and how does these memos sort of square with what you've often said, that nobody could have predicted this? It sounds like he was predicting.
I didn't see him, but I heard he wrote some memos talking about pandemic.
Talking about pandemic?
I didn't see him. I didn't look for him either. But that was about the same time as I felt.
I didn't look for him.
Felt that we should do it. That was about the same time that I closed it down. I asked him about it just a little while ago because I read something about a memo. I said, did you do a memo? I didn't see it. I didn't ask him to show it to me. He said, yes, I talked about the possibility of a pandemic. Nobody said it's going to happen, but, you know, there is a possibility. There always has been a possibility, but people wouldn't talk about it. But it was right about the time that I closed it down.
You Crazy. Wouldn't talk about it. You said we got 15. That's it. It's those people are getting better. We're going to be done with this.
He said it was a hoax. It would disappear. Like, did he say something like it would just disappear? Like
it's
going to
go away? You'll see it's going to go away.
Okay, shut the fuck up, Siri. God.
When Peter Navarro did circulate those memos, you were still downplaying the threat of coronavirus in the U.S. You were saying things like, I think it's a problem that's going to go away within
Which
a couple
right
of days.
About. It will go away.
You said within a couple of days, the cases will be down to zero.
Well, the cases really didn't build up for a while, but you have to understand.
When Peter
the cases didn't build up for a while,
but you have to understand. How many times does he say that?
Right.
You have to understand. You have to understand, I'm lying.
You learned about this today?
Say it.
You learned about the memo today?
Just I read about it maybe a day ago, 2 days ago.
Do you feel like someone in your among your staff or Peter Navarro himself should have told you about the memo earlier?
No, it was a recommendation. It was a feeling that he had. I think he told certain people in the staff, but it didn't matter. I didn't see it, but
Wait! How many millions of people did he say was going to die in a memo?
Potentially millions.
Here's a memo. I sent you a memo warning that potentially millions of people could die from this thing. Have you read the memo? Did you see the memo?
No, I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you see the memo? The email about a million people dying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
God!
I didn't see it, but I did. I closed it down. I don't remember it even being discussed. We had a meeting where there were a lot of people. Most people felt they should not close it down, that we shouldn't close down to China, but I felt we had to do it. And that was at almost the exact same time as the memo.
If you had read the memo at the time, how...
It was like a tsunami wave is coming, and
yeah,
you're trying to block a chain link fence with your dick.
Yes. It's kind
to
of...
To stop the... Yes. The, when he's crowing about this, look what I stopped.
Right.
The people from China. We know that was... The cat was out of the bag. You needed to start... social distancing, and if you're going to shut down travel, you need to shut down travel from everywhere, because people from Wuhan had already spread it worldwide, and it was coming here from Europe, from Africa,
from
Australia, South America.
I really, all I have to do to get really sad is just think about Hillary Clinton's response to this compared to what Donald Trump's is, and I would bet you lots of cash that her response would be more effective than the Nazi Ivanka lusting POTUS. You know what I mean?
The new story seems to be he's going to blame the World Health Organization now.
Yay!
Because, you know, globalism and...
Shit, yes.
UN and stuff like that.
No. Globalism
is
a...
He's got somebody to blame now.
No, globalism is a dog whistle for, like, anti-Semitic shit, right?
In some... Yeah.
Yes.
Globalist.
WHO, and I was wondering, Dr. Fauci had discussed them earlier, so if I could ask you a question about...
Well, he respects the WHO, and I think that's good, and he's worked with them for a long time. But they did give us some pretty bad play calling.
They've also, I think, given lots of countries in the world accurate coronavirus testing that's been central to your guys' data modeling. And so
that I don't know. I can only say that with regard to us, they're taking a lot of heat because they didn't want the borders closed. They called it wrong. They really called, I would say, every aspect of it wrong. Until
they said closing your borders is dumb. Test.
Yes.
Social distance and test.
Right.
Close your borders later. The major thing you need to do is this. Oh, well, they're taking a lot of heat because they'd be back.
Because at this point, it had already ran through Italy, right?
It was going through Italy.
It was going through Italy at this point.
Here he's basically... So now he's threatened that they're freezing funding to the World Health Organization.
Okay. How does that help?
Well, he's asked that about... the wisdom of cutting funding for the World Health Organization in the middle of a pandemic.
I mean, on face value, it seems like a very shitty idea.
Thanks. A quick follow-up on that. So is the time to freeze funding to the WHO during a pandemic?
No, maybe not. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but we're going to look at it.
You did say that.
We give a tremendous... No, I didn't. I said we're going to look at it. We're going to investigate it. We're going to look at it. But we will look at ending funding. Yeah, because you know what? They called it wrong. And if you look back over the years, even, they're very much...
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, okay, but, you know, I didn't say I'm going to do it. And then the reporter's like, you said you're going to do it.
I mean, it's staggering. This sounds like an episode of Veep.
Yes.
It really does. Why is he threatening the World Health Organization?
Because he needs somebody to blame. He's blaming everybody but him.
Doesn't he Hey, Donald, I know that a lot of people are going to die, and it's because of you. And nothing you do is going to convince me otherwise. However, the cat's out of the bag, dude. Can't you just help us now? I mean, what?
So then we got to get going, but here he is saying saying it out loud when he was asked about this inspector general stuff and him firing these inspector generals that seemed to be finding against him.
Okay. Can you talk about your decision to remove Glenn Fine from the Pandemic Response Accountability Committee? And does that move and some of the criticism you've leveled at IGs, how does the American public have confidence that there'll be oversight?
Well, we have a lot of IGs in from the Obama era. And as you know, it's a presidential decision. And I left them largely. I mean, changed some, but I left them. But when we have,
because there's a lot of overlap because these people are generally trusted to be nonpartisan.
Right. But Trump wants to purge them because
he
thinks it's part of some witch hunt. Right.
That's why he said, well, they're Obama's people.
Largely. I mean, changed some, but I left them. But when we have, reports of bias and when we have different things coming in, I don't know, Fine. I don't think I have.
The only reports of bias is when they find something and they're like, oh, well, that ain't right. Well, that the Trump administration has done. And therefore, they're biased. They catch them in shenanigans. Oh, my God, he's biased.
And these career people that we've heard from in, let's say, the impeachment hearings, they all sound very credible.
Right.
Vindman sounds credible. The ambassador to Ukraine, she sounded very, very fucking credible.
Met Fine. I heard the name.
It wasn't an Obama.
I heard the name. I don't know where he is. Maybe he was from Clinton. Okay, you check that out. Okay, maybe he's from Clinton. We did change him. But we changed a number. We have about 7 nominations in, I believe. We put 7 very, very highly qualified people for the IG position. And, that's a decision that I could have made 3 years ago and I could have made 2 years ago. But we're putting in, not so much for him, we're putting in 7 names. I think it was 7, and they're going in now. Yeah.
I'm putting my own people in.
There's nothing creepier to hear Donald Trump say, and they're going in now.
Oh, God. We got to go, creepy. But there's a classic. We'll play it tomorrow. Okay. But basically, they asked Trump about what's going on. Do you think it's a good idea to make people go out and vote in Wisconsin?
Yes.
And Trump pivots right into, I won Wisconsin really big. Oh, God. 2016, jeez. Nobody thought I would win it. Nobody thought it was possible.
He is fucked up, man. He's fucked up.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow at the usual bat time, same bat channel. And Ryan's doing some stuff on his social media.
Yay.
Follow him across the board. It's Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And check out his website, RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Stay safe out there and don't get any viruses or anything.
Trump is a fuckhead.
The secret is the high-quality premium latex that is thick enough to cover your genital area, but thin enough to feel like a second skin. Just fasten any 2 buttons securely into place, and when you're ready, tuck the condom into the base.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.